It's showtime.
Hi, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shadell. This is a podcast, as you might imagine, about reality television, obviously, and friendship, of course.
Yeah, idiot.
In which I asked, like, why do you even ask that question?
What did you think it was about?
You're 13 seconds into this podcast, you don't know if it's about friendship already? Come on, get out of here. I asked my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show last night. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today?
Good, man. Hungover, good. But just out here holding it down for all the moms.
Oh, how many moms you got? How many moms do you personally have in your collection? What am I saying?
I only have one mom, and it's me.
Nice. Be
Happy
your own
Mother's
mom.
Day, me.
Speaking of moms, my mom is a big fan of Survivor, so I've got a question for you, Thomas Powell. Mamas Powell?
Hey.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I just had a horrifying thought of like an, but like a birth. It's just of. It's very upsetting. I think you should bleep out what I just said.
That's probably a good idea.
I don't think anyone should have to hear that.
No,
and I'm sorry for exposing you to that. But
yeah, that was real bad.
But I, Mamas. Let's go back to that.
La Mamas Powell. Hey, Thomas.
Oh my God! You know what the M in Thomas M. Powell stands for?
Mom.
Mom.
All right, Mamas. Did you watch Survivor last night?
I did indeed.
All right. Let's first things first. I think
Actually, I have two moms. Jeff Probst is my other mom.
Jeff Probst is America's mom. So this week's episode was called It's Not a High Without a Low. And then Tails and Jason? What was that kid's name? Jay? Tails and Jay?
Yeah.
You know, the friends from back home, they came out and were like, it's not a high without a low. But actually, where did that quote come from? Did anybody say that at any point?
I don't recall anyone saying it.
Someone
probably did. It's just not a memorable line. It's a stupid title.
Yeah. It's bad. There weren't a lot of good alternative titles. The only two I came up with...
I only listened to alternative titles.
The only other alternative titles I came up with were We Is Relative. I think that's a pretty good one. And seeing as this was a Michaela-heavy episode, I think it should have been called What Michaela's Trying to Do in This Game. That sounds like a 90s sitcom title.
The one where Michaela is figuring out what to do in this game.
Yeah, and then she's like, where's Joey? Where in the world is Joey Fibonacci? I was calling him Joey Fibonacci. Where in the world is Joey Fibonacci? 1, 2, 4, 5, 8? Oh, I don't know the Fibonacci sequence after 2.
The slightly less popular sequel, Where in Time is Joey Fibonacci?
Still a good series, I would say.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Underrated. Where in Nature is Joey Fibonacci? Everywhere. Well, let's see. Let's get into the meat of this episode. What do you say?
Mm-hmm. Cut me up a hunk of that episode and beef.
Okay. we start off on
thin slice, please.
We start off.
I don't need any. I don't need any au jus on the side.
We start off at.
I think I'd like a little rarer piece. I don't like it quite so well done.
So we start off in camp.
A little too much fat on this piece. I know I'm being demanding, but this is the only brunch that I've been to in a while.
Yeah. We start off on camp. The episode starts off at camp, and Brad is worried that he, quote, doesn't have Ty anymore. Michaela says there's nothing solid in a big group.
And someone says to Brad, "You never had me. You never had your Ty."
Ceree wants to split up Sierra and Brad, or as I wrote in my notes, Ceree wants to split up Ceree and Brad, which I think is a plot on a different show about teens and their romantic entanglements. You know how teens are always getting romantically entangled? Crazy. Yeah,
they're like
crazy
they're like earbuds.
They are
put them
like
in your
earbuds.
Pocket. You think they're all wound up nice. You take them out. There's a big mess.
I don't understand how that happens.
I don't either. It's like losing socks in the dryer. I don't think science has ever figured it out.
No, I am pretty sure I stole somebody's sock from the laundromat yesterday or the day before. I went to the laundromat. I put my clothes in a dryer, and before I put the clothes in the dryer, somebody else's sock was in there, and I was like, "Well, they left already, so this is my sock now." So if you need an extra black dress sock, you know where to find me.
You know what I have to say to that story?
Hmm.
No one cares, bitch.
That's fair. Sierra tells Sarah about her... Excuse me. Sierra tells Officer Sarah about her legacy advantage. Oof. Respect the blue. Blue lives matter.
Blue lives matter on Survivor. Cops versus Survivor, Cops versus Criminals. We've got one element of that on there. We just need to get...
We've got one cop.
Debbie was on there, too, because Debbie is a criminal.
True. Oh, shit.
So we did, at one point, have cop versus criminal.
Survivor, cop versus criminal versus 18 other people.
Yeah, and also some other people are there. That's what this season is.
it's a very long theme title, but, like, it's accurate.
Survivor, Law and Order, produced by Dick Wolf.
So Officer Sarah knows about Sierra's advantage and is considering keeping her around now. Stupid. Let's talk about this reward challenge.
Have you considered this, though? Officer Sierra knows about Sarah's.
Oh, my God. Do you know what Sierra does for her real-life job?
I just say she's like she probably has some romantic comedy ass job, like she's like a wedding planner or like an interior designer.
I will say that her job, if it were a job of a female lead in a romantic comedy, would be the greatest romantic comedy of all time.
Oh boy!
I will tell you later. This is what we call anticipation. Let's talk about this reward challenge first. So there's a bar. They win a barbecue, and then also their loved ones visit. And everybody's loved one comes out, but really the only one that's important is Brad's wife, who's Monica Culpepper.
Monica
Culpepper is here. She played Survivor before. It's Monica. Because it's Monica. It's Chekhov's Monica. They mention her so many times in the first third of the season. Now she's finally here.
Someone attempts to talk while Monica's there, and Jeff beats the shit out of them.
It's Monica, more like Mamaka, because it's a Mother's Day. It's Monica Culpepper's birthday. So Brad is like, trying to shed his bad boy image. He's a good boy now. He says he's so proud of what she did because she made it to the final three, her original season. Which was with Troyzan, Troy Boy. That's what I like to call him.
You know, he is a good boy because men are dogs, am I right?
Men are dogs, men are from Mars, and Mars needs moms.
Write that sucker down. That's the title right there.
So they break into groups of three, the contestants, the loved ones sit on the bench. Good stuff. They run through some obstacles and then untangle some ropes, and then they throw some sandbags at a bunch of blocks. And as soon as Jeffrey Probst revealed that part of the challenge, I was like, oh, so Brad's going to win this one. Oh, also, I'm surprised we haven't talked about this already. Have you noticed how everybody on the show... And everybody on this show calls Brad Culpepper Brad, but Jeff only ever calls him Culpepper.
I hadn't even really... It's funny, because it's like I didn't think about it, but when you mentioned it, I was like, oh yeah, he does do that, doesn't he?
Yeah, because he's a professional football player, and Jeffrey Probst is the most masculine man, and he loves professional football.
It's true. No homo, though.
No homo. Oh, God forbid. There's homosexuals. What? Remember earlier, like several episodes ago, when you were like, I'm going to isolate your audio and play this when you run for Congress. Please don't play that quote when I run for Congress also.
I'm going to edit that so it says, please play this quote when I run for office, because I mean it.
Sleeper.
Speaking of gay issues, there was some stupid tweet that some priest had that was like, open marriages are like gay marriages or whatever. That they're like, we're combating both of them, but he accidentally wrote Gary marriages.
Gary Indiana marriages.
I had a reply to that where I said it's Gary unmarried, not married but Gary.
Okay, so Brad, Aubrey, and Andrea win the challenge. Good for them. And then Jeffrey Probst tells them that they can bring two additional people. Then they pick Suri, obviously, because you gotta suck up to Suri. And then when they're trying to decide who the second person will be, everybody is begging very loudly, and Michaela just kind of, in her regular voice, goes, I would also like to go. It was so good. So then they pick Officer Sarah. Good job for that, I guess. Michaela's real upset. She kicks a box in the sand, and her mom goes, Michaela, calm down. And it's real funny. I love Michaela's mom. I want her to come back for Blood vs. Water 3. Hell, I feel, yeah, like they would make a great team. Andrew says in a talking head, Michaela was very defeated, but Michaela's smart. She knows this is a game, so we will give her a day, and she'll get over it, and we'll get back on track. Listen, I love Andrea. She's nailed great it at this game. Super good. If they don't get her out soon, though...
Yep. She's very good at the game.
She's so good and so smart. That's probably why she is the target of the Minority Alliance every single week.
Pretty much. But she always manages to, like, shift it. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah, she's really good.
I'm very, like... impressed by her. I this episode, obviously, we'll get a little further into it. Officer Sarah has a certain energy about her where you don't think of her as being especially, you know, like a, like really playing or whatever, but she's making some moves right now.
She is. Yeah, you already said we'll get more into it later, but I think she made a few missteps, and that's going to come back to bite her.
Oh, when she gets voted out this week and then finishes in the final three?
Yeah, they were like, okay, here's the twist, though. The person voted out this week is automatically in the final three. And they're like, oh, okay.
Just, like, enjoy third place, asshole.
You're not going to make any connections. So at the reward, Monica, who has played Survivor before, Monica Culpepper? She's played Survivor before she got second place. She suggests to Bradley Culpepper that they get Michaela to flip. That's not going to happen. Come on, you guys. That's all that happens that is at all interesting in the reward. At camp, Michaela and Ty are sitting together on the beach, and she tells him, based on the people on the reward, you can see where people's loyalties lie. And then she says, I saw an opportunity to move myself forward in the game. Ty would be great to work with because he has no one. And then Michaela and Ty agree that they can trust each other. Troyzan tells Sierra that they should try to win over Michaela and take back the majority. Michaela says, I've spent a lot of time this game being told what to do. So the four people remaining at camp, Troy Boy, Michaela, Ty, and Sierra, agree that they will all vote Andrea. But here's the thing. Survivor's a game of lying and deception and trust. And
inception.
And inception. And conception? No.
Immaculate conception.
Yes.
When Jeff Probst virgin birthed me, my mother...
It's like that Futurama episode. You go back in time and
impregnate myself, and you, then Jeff Brooks has me.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how it works. So at the immunity challenge, they have to hold a buoy between two handles while standing on a perch. It comes down to Michaela, Ty, and Brad. Oh, also a big part of this episode was like, we're gonna take out Brad. So Michaela drops hers, which is unfortunate because you know, we were rooting for her, but you get what you give.
Give. You got the music in you.
Yeah. We can't kill asses! Michaela drops, and then it's down to Ty and Brad. Ty, who's very good at these balance challenges. Brad, who played professional football in the 90s.
And
did
also,
you know?
His wife is Monica Culpepper.
His wife is Monica Culpepper. She won Survivor almost. She did as well as Aubrey did. Remember that? So Ty drops, and Brad Culpepper wins immunity. And Michaela says, I think Sierra's in trouble. I think
and
Andrea's
Jeff,
in
trouble. And, Jeff said, Culpepper wins immunity.
He goes up to every single person remaining in the game and goes, did you know that Brad Culpepper, professional athlete, won immunity? He did. He's very good at this.
Do you know whom his wife is?
Monica Culpepper, who I like even more than Brad Culpepper, who played football. She played my game. It's called Survivor. It's kind
maybe
of the football of CBS.
As opposed to football being the football of CBS. It's kind of like the Big Bang Theory of sports.
So Michaela says, I think Sierra's in trouble, I think Andrea's in trouble, and everyone thinks I'm voting with them. I like when Michaela's in control. I like it a lot more than when Sarah or Sierra is in control. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Sarah, Officer Sarah.
Officer Sierra.
Back at camp, Aubrey and Andrea tell Ty to vote Sierra, and then Michaela walks up and agrees with them. Elsewhere, Michaela and Ty agree to vote Andrea, and they tell Sierra that her name came up, but they're going to vote for Andrea. And Aubrey tells Sarah they're voting Sierra. And then Sarah approaches... There's so many scenes of just people walking up to each other, saying one thing, and then cutting to the next scene of somebody walking up to somebody, saying one thing. So Sarah approaches... Oh my god, I can't believe I keep messing this up. Officer Sarah. Officer Sarah approaches Sierra to make sure that they're still cool. But really, she wants to make sure she's getting that legacy advantage when she writes Sierra's fucking name down.
Hell yeah.
Sierra says in a talking head, classic line, this isn't about making friends, this is about winning $1 million. So, Sierra tells Sarah about Michaela and Ty voting for Andrea. So Sarah, Officer Sarah, excuse me, Sarah, tells Michaela about Sierra's advantage, and then before leaving for tribal, Michaela says, it's great to have the decision in your hands as long as you make the right one. You're right, Michaela.
That's correct.
I remember a couple weeks ago, I was like, when Michaela missed that opportunity for the hidden advantage, I was like, Michaela, what are you doing? Like, you're just coasting through this game. Like, you need...
How are you gonna win without that advantage that will definitely always helps people win, and never the opposite?
It's just so valuable. I was thinking, man, she's gotta do something quick, or she is not gonna make it far, and I feel like she is blossoming at the right rate in this game. Like, if Stoner Boy McStoner Jay hadn't voted her out last season before the merge, I feel like she would have been doing the same kind of thing last season. But this is Survivor Game Changers, and you know who's not on it? Stoner McStoner Boy Jay. So get the fuck out of here, Jay.
And also, I mean, I think this is an overall she has a better chance to win, just because I think she probably would have made it to the final three last year, but she still wouldn't have beaten Adam.
No, Adam had a much better story.
No one could be... Adam was unbeatable.
He got a unanimous vote, and, like, that doesn't happen unless you have an unbeatable story. Who do you think would have won between Adam's story? Okay, Fantasy Survivor. It's Adam. It's the final two, Adam and Jeremy, who won second chances. Jeremy with the pregnant wife at home.
Pregnant wife.
Adam with the dying mother.
I think dying mom still wins out.
Yeah?
I think there's a little bit more pathos there because, you know, like, Survivor, he wanted to be playing it with his mom because his mom is a huge Survivor fan. And he's, you know, it's like a going on under the circumstances because it's something she wanted him to do. Whereas, like, Jeremy, it's like, yeah, I mean, you've got kids or whatever. Heath Slater, I've got kids. I mean, I think they were doing okay, you know? Like, I mean, as far as, like, I don't think they needed obviously, everybody can use $1 million, but I don't think they needed it. It wasn't like they were going to, like, our kids will die if I don't get this money.
My children eat dollar bills. Give me this money.
I need it.
Let's talk about this week's wildlife shots. There was a snake. Okay, let's go down to tribal council. There was one wildlife shot all week. And it was one.
I mean, it's hit me with your best wildlife shot, not shots.
True, true. That's why we usually only feature one animal, because it's the best one.
You know,
or the most easily Googleable.
It would have been more accurate if if the song we used was shots, 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 and their wildlife.
You know that's the new one now.
Yeah.
If we can mash those two songs up, though, wildlife. I call that Pat Benatar's song now whenever it plays wildlife shots.
No, it would be like, no, yeah, you should cut it together so it starts with hit me with your best, and then me going, wildlife, and then when it's her
and then
saying
Pat
shot,
Benatar's...
instead of having her saying shot, then it goes into shots.
Or what about, okay, it's hit me with your best, and then you say wildlife in your best Borat impression, and then Pat Benatar comes back in and says shot, and then LMFAO comes in with the last S on shots, and then that just repeats on the same loop that shot, 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 shots is.
I think either of these would be very good.
All right, tune in next week for episode 87 when we make the worst music ever.
Tune in this week. Yeah, you already heard it. It's playing right now.
It's happening underneath our voices. You would think there could never be worse music than LMFAO, but guess what? There is, and it's called Shit We Made.
Boy,
right
were
now.
You wrong. Jake's worst crime since his particularly bad Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now.
Ooh,
definitely titled ooh. Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now because I'm listening to that.
Okay. After the Fiji Mermaid song and our Marvel after credits scene, I'm going to play Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now. I think I re-downloaded it to my new computer.
It's not the worst thing I've ever heard. I hate it so much.
That's funny because I love it.
I remixed this song. I just duplicated the track a bunch of times at weird intervals.
Don't spoil the surprise. It's my greatest accomplishment. We've been doing this podcast for almost 100 episodes, and it's been real fun, and I'm very proud of most of the episodes.
But
episode 85 was standing.
It's,
you're mispronouncing the title of this perfect project I did 6 years ago. It's actually and knows I'm miserable now. Yeah, you're getting it. It's just like
oh,
that.
Jesus.
All right, let's talk about Tribal Council. Sierra calls out Andrea as a threat. Jeff asks what people are referring to when they say we, and Michaela says we is relative to whoever feels like they're the big W at the moment, and that W can flip upside down and be an M if you ain't watching. And then Jeff says, oh, yes, Gen Xers say at the moment, but millennials say ATM. Automated teller machine. Am I right? And then all the old people are like, mm-hmm.
Preaching to the choir there.
Yeah.
Then Michaela was like, turn the 6 upside down. It's a 9 now.
Is that a Drake thing?
It's a very bad Drake line.
It's a Drake line?
It is a both bad and nice Drake line.
Nice, yeah. Because it's 69?
Yep. The sex number.
Okay, I was just about to ask, is that the sex number? Sierra says that she's talked to a lot of people and feels that she can trust them, and Andrea says, I'm sure I've talked to the same people as Sierra, so they're lying to me or her, and Sierra just says, yep, and then makes the shruggy face emoticon with her whole face and arms, and then they go to vote.
We both did that as if that would have any bearing on this podcast, like... You can't tell, but we were both shrugging animatedly.
I like that little guy. He's
good,
useful.
I like him.
He's a useful emoticon. He's like the only emoticon that anybody uses anymore. It's all about emojis. Back in my day, it was all about the emoticon.
All about the emoticons, yeah. Well, the nice thing is that there isn't really a good equivalent emoji, so it's like, you still gotta go with the one that works.
Yeah, the shrugging emojis are like...
I hate shrugging emojis. Thank you very much.
I hate myself for saying this, and I'm going to hate myself forever whenever I think about this sentence I'm about to utter, but I don't like the shrugging emojis because they are too cartoony. Which I realized with
the very restrained emoticon.
Yeah, that's like 18 characters long.
Yeah.
And very silly. I like it, though. I like that it's like, it looks like it's on a, you can see it on a telegram.
The shrugging emoji is real and my friend.
All right, do you want to just talk about these votes? I think that's what we need to do right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a vote for Sierra, vote for Andrea, Sierra, Andrea, Andrea, Sierra, Sierra, Sierra. So Sierra's out of there.
Now you don't have to say her name.
I know. I'm so happy about that. She wills her advantage to Officer Sarah and says, I hope she didn't vote for me. But guess what? She totally did.
I wish she had said, I hope she didn't vote for me, and Ron Howard's narration came over and was just like, she did.
Let me tell you about her Ponderosa episode. Okay. This is where it is revealed. I mean, it was known in her original season, but they didn't talk about it at all this season. Sierra's real life job. She immediately gets out of tribal council and says to the camera, "I'm just thinking about real life and my career with rodeo."
What?
She does rodeo as a job. That's her. What she does.
Damn. All right.
Yeah.
Good for you, Sierra.
Yeah. Like. Knowing that, it like, makes a lot of sense, knowing her, but, like, when you first see her, you would not expect that at all.
No, not at all. Fitting that she would be in rodeo because she's a fucking clown. Boom! Gotcha.
Roasted. Yeah. Showed her.
I like that own, Sierra.
Mm-hmm. And then she says, I've been craving some toast with butter, brown sugar, and cinnamon. So random, right? No, Sierra. That sounds like a fine breakfast.
That sounds like something a clown would say.
Clowns do love toast. She also says that she's learned to be more assertive. Great.
Yeah, whatever.
Her Ponderosa episode was kind of boring. Do you want to hear how well people have voted?
Yes.
Officer Sierra still has the best record in voting. 6 out of 7 times she voted correctly. Post-merge, 4 out of 5 times. Post-merge, Aubrey and Ty also voted correctly 4 out of 5 times, so they're tied for the best. But that's not important.
Tied for the best.
I'm kicking you off the show. Let's talk about points, though.
I like that this was the thing that was the final straw and not the horrifying image that is going to be bleeped out at the beginning of this episode.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me of that.
All right. Anyway, points.
Points. Sarah went... Whew. Officer Sarah, excuse me. Officer Sarah went on a reward, which I expected would happen. Another point for me. The loved ones, they visited. Another point for me. And Sierra the rodeo clown. I don't think she's a rodeo clown. But she got voted out. So 3 points for me this week. You only got 2 points this week. Brad went on a reward and the loved ones visited.
Scoreboard?
It's 18 me, 26 you, but like... There's still a few episodes left. There's
still 1 point.
I mean, it's better than no points.
As well as you could, and you still only got it down to 8.
No, I could have done better. I'm not sure how that's a brag, but I could have done better, and I will next week. Mark my words, my name is Rasheed Wallace.
Man, I should... you're going guaranteed on this one?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I should have let you have whatever stupid thing you were going to have for not loved ones for this challenge.
Yeah. Well, you didn't, and I got that point, so... Watch your back, mon frere. Next week, Cerise says something like, could I do that? Not like Urkel.
Yeah, I was going to say, was she like, no, no, I need that.
And then she pushes up the glasses no one knew she wore.
Yeah. And then Jess's like, get out of my house, Cerise.
Then she like puts her thumbs under the suspenders she suddenly wears. The reward this week is a pair of suspenders. It's automatically Cerise. And then she walks up to him and is like, do I wear these? What are we doing right now?
Well, I mean, and Jeff is like, and as we all know, with the loved one visit, family matters. And then there's a hard zoom on Cerise Urkel.
Stop. Let's get into predictions, all right? Who do you think is going on this reward?
I am going to say Aubrey is going to be on this reward.
Aubrey. I don't know her last name.
And by Aubrey, I mean Aubrey Graham Drake.
Why are you referencing Drake so much this episode? That's like the third time you've referenced Drake today.
Upside down, it's a 9.
Oh, it's like the sex number. Oh my god. That's like the worst metaphor. Drake is bad. Can we not talk about Drake anymore?
He had on Views, there was a line that he had. It's like something, call me Chaining Tatum. Like, because he has a chain.
I'm not going to ever call him that. No, I'm actually only ever going to call him that. Whenever anybody says, oh, you know Drake?
You mean Chaining Tatum.
He's
call him.
He specifically requested that I call him Chaining Tatum now. So I'm going to do that all the time.
It's actually assault if you dead name him. His name now is Chaining Tatum. If you call him Drake, that's violence.
I'm gonna if I ever meet Chaining Tatum and I'm like, I'll be like, hey, Mr. Tatum, can I get your autograph? And he'll be like, oh, absolutely, or whatever he sounds like. And he'll sign it Drake or Aubrey Graham or however he signs his name. And I'll look at him and be like, this does not read Chaining Tatum? And I thought that's what you wanted to be called now.
Chaining Tatum.
I'm just following your wishes, trying to be supportive of you.
And you also, you're like, can you write a 6 under it? You know, because you're the 6 god.
And then I'll hang it upside down, and it'll be a 9
now.
And now it says, wouldn't you, nope, I can't figure it out. You said Aubrey's going on the reward. I'm going to say, who's left in this here game? I'll say, you know what, Troy Zan hasn't been on this reward in a while. So
Troy Zan, more like Troy Zan, Drizzy Drake.
I hate you nearly as much as I hate Drake right now.
Just hold on, we're going home.
I'm going to think there's going to be sandwiches at the reward. There's going to be sandwiches.
I think that Aubrey Graham, Drizzy Drake, is going to be the reward.
All right, that's locked in. That's official.
Him and all the Toronto Raptors are going
to
be there.
Wouldn't it be crazy if that did happen?
That would be the greatest called shot in podcast history. Your reward this week is a basketball game with Aubrey, Drizzy Drake, Graham, and Kyle Lowry.
Immunity, who's going to win this immunity challenge? If you say Drake, I'm going to literally murder you.
Well, I won't say it. I will say Chaining Tatum wins this week. I think Brett Culpepper is going to win immunity.
He played football!
He did.
And his wife played Monica, His wife, Monica Culpepper! Fan fiction. Drake is married to Brad Culpepper. Immunity. You know what? I've been saying Michaela a lot.
Drake victory. Drake leans over to Brad Culpepper. This is my. You will never be this important. Not ever.
Okay. I've been saying Michaela's going to win immunity a lot since the merge, and she hasn't yet. And I'm not abandoning the ship. I am Dido. I will go down with this shit.
Yep.
It's your turn to vote for immunity challenge winner. Who's it going to be?
I said Brad Culpepper.
You did say Brad Culpepper. The Channing Tatum of this game.
Yes.
Who's getting voted out, though? Remember, Ceri, looking like she's going to be in control of this vote. Who's it going to be?
I think that Jeb Bush is going to get eliminated.
I mean, he was. He's dead now.
For wearing his hoodie.
But for real, though.
For real, though. I think the clock is going to strike midnight on the Cinderella run of Aubrey Drizzy Drake Graham, and I think he will be eliminated.
Are you saying you think Drake will enter the game with seven people left?
Yes.
And then will immediately be eliminated?
You know?
We'll walk onto the beach and Jeff will be like, it's not Celebrity Survivor yet! It's not Celebrities All-Stars! The season hosted by Ryan Devlin.
Celebrity All-Stars because they are All-Stars. There were no stars out in the sky because they were all on Celebrity All-Stars Survivor.
There should be a show that just casts A-list celebrities that's like a competition reality show like this or American Idol or any of those other shows, but there's no actual competition. People just vote every week to see who the biggest celebrity is.
Stupidest. That is an amazing idea. I love it.
Oh my god. You know what I just thought of this week? This is a callback. I thought about that Flow Rida reality show you came up with.
Oh, my house.
Welcome
yeah.
to my house. Where it's like the real world, but they can only listen to that song on a loop.
Yeah, that song is just playing in a loop in the background at all times, and they're in they have to wear like burlap clothes and sleep on like really uncomfortable cots and eat. They only get to eat Jimmy John's catering, but it's like only the vegetarian clubs that have like 80 pieces of cheese on them.
Tasty. Okay, who is
getting
voted out? Drizzy Drake Channing Tatum, unfortunately, not eligible. World's most eligible bachelor,
really,
but least eligible survivor contestant.
Rihanna, please take him. He loves you.
You're too good for him.
Yeah, or you know, Nicki Minaj. He also.
Thomas, will you pick somebody to get eliminated? I want to tell you about what happened on the challenge.
Okay, who is left? Tell to me all of the people that are left.
Okay. Andrea, Aubrey, Brad, Ceri, Michaela, Officer Sarah, Ty, Troyzan.
I think that this is going to be the week that Andrea is gone.
I would disagree with your thought process.
Is this next week the Legacy Advantage week?
No, that's six left, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people left.
Okay.
So Legacy Advantage is no. Yes, correct. Are you still going for Andrea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
You know what I'm going to say? I think Officer Sarah is doomed. And
what,
here's
but she has an extra vote.
Here's my thinking. She's got the extra vote, which is like...
kiss of death.
Kiss of death. She told... somebody about... She told Michaela about the Legacy Advantage, right?
Yes.
Michaela, close with both Ceri and Ty. The preview showed Ceri and Ty talking. Officer Sarah has not really had a target on her back yet this season, but seems to be a major threat. She has the highest correct votage. Sure.
Here's where I disagree with you. I think that is all very very sound reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very insightful.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing with how this works with Andrea. If Andrea is the target, she's not going home. But if Andrea is not the main target, maybe she will be going home.
Yeah, that's how this game works. What do you mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, anytime it seems like people are getting together to vote Andrea out, it always ends up being the other person.
Oh, so okay. Maybe I see what you're saying.
If she doesn't have a target on her back, that's when she gets out.
No, I would not be surprised if she did have a target on her back. I'm sure Brad and Troyzan definitely want her out still, but their numbers are dwindling. They might be able to get a couple people on their side, but I think it's going to be Sarah.
Okay.
She's got that legacy advantage now. Mikayla knows about it, which means Suri and Ty probably know about it. Granted, I don't know if Mikayla knows that Sierra definitely gave it to Sarah, but she's a smart lady. She can figure it out.
But how is Drake going to vote?
Probably not at all. One, he's not in this game. Two, he's not Canadian, so he can't vote. Did I say he's not Canadian or he is Canadian? Only Canadians are allowed to vote in the election. Remember to vote in 2018 only if you're Canadian.
Did they? And this is on this game. Like, yeah, there's never been any Canadians on Survivor.
That's true. But one, Carly Rae Jepsen will be in Celebrity All-Stars, so, and she will win that season.
And also, Aubrey Drizzy Drake Graham will be on that season.
I'm pretty sure we already locked in the cast list for that season. Maybe Channing Tatum could be an alternate.
He's going to host.
I think Ryan Devlin is hosting that season, actually. Like, it's already been verified by us, the Ultimate Survivor podcast.
As much as I love Ryan Devlin, I would feel lied to because the show claimed it was going to be all stars.
Yes, it did.
Host.
Are you saying Ryan Devlin is not an all star?
No, he's like a hidden gem.
Okay, that's fair. Thomas, speaking of MTV shows, which we sort of were, let me tell you about the final placement of the challengers on this season of The Challenge. Corey, our boy from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Survivor, Real World Explosion alum, took third place again.
Bummer.
So no better or worse than when Mitch was around, but that's okay. He made it. Nelson, who was from Are You the One, took second place. Which means CT won for the boys. Good for him. Nicole took third for the girls. Camilla took second. And Ashley won, who was on Corey's season of Real World. And they did not get along. And Corey eventually led the charge.
Weren't they partners on Rivals?
I think you're right. He kicked her out of the house.
Yeah.
That was great. And then they went to the finals together, and it was really great. And Ashley won, and she was, like, crying. And they got these little, like, statuettes of some Thai character. I don't know what it was exactly. But after everybody left the set, she, like, sat down on the podium and, like, started crying. And TJ, like, grabbed the statue back from where she put it down and was like, "Hey, Ashley, this is yours. You get to keep this." And she was like, "Oh, I know. I'm just so happy." It was very sweet. And then she talked about how she wanted to call her mom. And TJ gave her a telephone. It was like, "Here, call your mom." And it was very sweet. You missed out.
And then he killed her.
So she'll never be back. Also, the challenge, Champs versus Pros, starts Tuesday. I wish they would wait a few weeks so that we could cover it after the season of Survivor. But I think they're going to run over too much. So, I don't know, we can still talk about it, though.
Excited to see my boy, Phil, Aubrey Drizzy Drake, Graham.
Nope, not a person. That's not a person.
Brooks, a.k.a. Aubrey Drizzy Drake, Graham, CM Punk.
Here's the thing. Okay, you know Camilla from The Challenge? Yeah. She wasn't on The Real World or Road Rules or Are You the One. She was on another, like, 6-week special season called Spring Break Challenge, which it was, I don't know. Oh, no, it wasn't 6 weeks. It was like 5 days or something, and it was just like games on the beach, and she was the only cast member from that. Like, people who had never been on were coached by Challenge alums, and they picked her up from that, which rumor has it means that these pros are now eligible for future seasons of The Challenge. Can you imagine CM Punk being on an actual season of The Challenge? Or Lolo Jones? Oh, I'm so excited for this. Alright.
Lolo Jones trying to fuck everyone in the house. Like, just creepily flirting.
So, We're getting pro athletes on the challenge, which is Survivor Junior, as we all know, even though it's technically older, but Oreos and Hydrox, you know. So what's to say we can't get pro athletes on Survivor also, as if we haven't already? We tried to get...
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, bud?
Probably not. What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, last week, obviously, we had Sharif on Survivor. Screech on Survivor.
Yeah, we can't get Sharif on because, like, the hashtag is just too easily confused with actual Reefs, and it's like, well, Reefs are already on Survivor, so we don't need that.
And Dustin Diamond is actually a former athlete because he beat up the guy that played Horseshack in Celebrity Boxing one time.
But here's the issue with getting Dustin Diamond on. It's going to be hard to see the initial hashtag because that episode is so unlistenable. It's going to be really hard to tell what we're talking about. So I think we should probably start a new hashtag.
Yeah, I'm thinking my boy CM Punk. Get CM Punk on Survivor.
Fuck, boy! Yes! Why did we not realize this before?
Yeah, I don't know how it took us this long to come to this conclusion.
CM Punk on Survivor. Punk on Survivor, CM Punk on Survivor, Phil Brooks on Survivor,
I would say Punk on Survivor.
Survivor Punkster.
No.
Punky Brewster on Survivor.
We're getting way off course here.
CM Punky Brewster on Survivor.
Or GT Survivor. You know, like GTS, Survivor.
I feel like we tried that with the Allen Iverson deal, and that just got confusing. Punk on Survivor? Is that what we decided on?
Yeah, Punk on Survivor.
And you can tag him on all those tweets, at CM Punk. That's his handle, right?
I believe so.
If it's not, you can find it. You're smart.
You figure it out.
You're smart.
Figure it out.
New hashtag, CM Punk on Survivor. You can follow us on Twitter, DYWSLN. Oh, you know if I'm watching Survivor Champs vs. Pros live that I'm going to be live tweeting it. And even if I'm not, I'm still probably going to be live tweeting it for me. So that's where I'm going to be doing that for retweets about how shit our political situation is. You can follow me personally at Jake Scheidel on Twitter.
Or you can follow me for good leftist boy, content at Tom Not Tom.
Yeah. You can also email us, didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com. Sign it, your pal Jeff Probst. When you email us, we know that you are Jeff Probst, that you are Thomas's mom. Mamas's mom.
Yes, my mother.
That's a different person, my friend. You know that. Shoot us a review on iTunes.
When you're born, you agree to follow the rules, mom's rules.
Yep, that's the one. Shoot us a review on iTunes or just think nice thoughts
five stars,
about us. Thoughts and prayers go to us. We can feel it. Buddy.
5 stars, please.
I think there's only like 2 or 3 weeks left of the season of Survivor.
It's pretty crazy.
Are you ready for Are You the One Second Chances?
You bet.
All right, good. All right, well, so let's just say this now. Have a great summer.
I was happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. Deuces. Snitch up the nets, but the cotch won't stay. And the nail beds rest in the calico hay. The PG mermaid, dressed in macrame, is waiting. Road in the fork and a bend in the spoon. The turn cut short at the shadow. Sats an insufferable bore. The sharp shot still at the heart and sore. But doing as you please doesn't please you anymore. We'll be right back. tell you.
You're telling me. One of these days, you know?
Tell me about it.
It's just like, you know?
I mean, am I the only one?
It's just like...
It feels like it sometimes.
I feel like I get it, and I feel like nobody else gets it. You know what I mean? Do you know what I... Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like, is everyone else crazy, or am I?
Part of me is like, it must be me. Nobody else sees it, but I see it. I see what's going on.
You know, I'm not so much a comedian, I'm more of like a truth teller, I would say.
Yeah. I'm more of like a comedic observationalist.
Yeah. Like a Bill Maher.
I'm like a Bill Maher or, like a Bill Maher.
Or like a Bryn Mawr college.
Or like a Bryn Mawr, the stop on the red line in Chicago, Illinois. Ever heard of it? There's a street called Bryn Mawr here. It's really far north.
And Chicago!
I'm walking here!
I like it to pizza!
I like it to deep dish pizza! Just like we had in Italy!
Put the gabagool on the deep dish!
I like a lot of sauce and a lot of bread and not much anything else!
Hey, the prosciutto!
I'm walking here over the streets made of deep dish pizza!
I got the deep dish pizza with the fresh mozzarella!
My shoes, they're fresh mozzarella! Okay. Do you want to get started?
Yeah.
I hope you were recording all that, because that's some gold. That's some good content.
Yes, I was.
Fuck yeah. That's what we call the after-the-credits scene.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel, hit us up.